So it is Record Store Day this coming weekend on Saturday. And I have a brand new Paul Weller track to play you after we talk to the man himself who is online right now. Hey, Paul, how are you?
How are you doing? Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Good. How's your day been?
Very nice so far, yeah. And it's sunny, well, kind of shining, it's all good.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't it make a difference?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you been working today or just relaxing?
Every day's work for me.
Oh, you've got tiny children, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Every day's work, but it's all good.
Yeah. Any music making today?
No, not at all. No, I've been listening to some music, though.
Okay, what have you been listening to?
I was playing Laura Mavula's, if that's the correct pronunciation, her record, which I really love.
Yeah. I nearly played her. I was just debating whether to play Jessie or Laura Mavula, and there you go.
I like Jessie work, really. I think she's good. But, And Lucy Rose as well. I really like her records.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. How did your involvement with the Record Store Day come about then?
Well, I mean, it's a great thing, I think, anyway. It's just, you know, kind of just to put into people's consciousness and you know, just to kind of, you know, because, you know, it's a sad day for all of us, I think.
Yeah.
All the shops closed. So I think it's a great thing anyway. But, I mean, also from my own selfish point of view, it's just an excuse for me to make a new record and put a single out. And, you know, and to be able to do it pretty quickly as well, you know, it wasn't too much deliberation about it. It's just had two tracks and like old school, really, you know, just like there's two tracks and just get it out.
Put them out there,
done,
yeah.
Done really quick, you know.
Where did you record these and how long ago?
It was done about 6 weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And it was just done in my studio in Black Barn. And but we probably only took, you know, it took like maybe sort of 2 or 3 days to put them together. And
Oh, lovely.
But yeah, so it was just nice just to do, you know, and also just the fact it's not part of an album, it's a one-off single, you know, as they used to be. And
Harking back to the old days. Is there, I mean, I presume there is work in progress with a new album. When do you reckon we'll get one of those?
I don't know, probably not till like spring next year, because we've got quite a lot of live stuff coming up this year. But, yeah. You know, probably sort of, you know, I'm kind of making sort of tentative sort of steps towards it already. I've started writing and demoing and see where it goes, really, you know.
Yeah. And where was your record store when you were growing up? Where did you go?
Almost across from where I live in Woking, and it's called Maxwell's.
Sorry, what was it called? Yeah, your phone line is a little bit dodgy.
Sorry, yeah.
Maxwell's.
It was almost opposite, where I lived. And I've been happy, you know, happy times. I've been there, really.
Okay, you used to go there a lot, like every Saturday, and spend a lot of money there and seek out rare things?
I spent a lot of money there because I think records were more expensive in some ways back in the day. And But I've spent a lot of time in there. And we'd just go in there after school, you know. We'd sort of, back in the days when they had listening booths, so we'd go in there and get them to play, you know, the top 10, top 20 until they kicked us out, really. And it was kind of, you know, a learning curve, really.
Yeah.
And a cultural exchange of some kind of thing, with meeting all your friends there and listening to the, you know, latest tunes.
Yeah. And just really socially, a really good thing to do, isn't it? Just to meet like minded people,
yeah,
and as I say, spread the word about music.
Things help shape you, I think.
Yeah. Do you still have a lot of vinyl in your house?
Yeah, I've got all my vinyl still, yeah. I still prefer the sound of it as well, you know.
Yeah, something special about it. All right, listen, Paul, your phone line is a little bit dodgy, so I shall let you go.
Any better?
No, it's fine. I've finished with you. I've done with you now. You can go.
Oh, you're done with me? Okay, yeah. Well, that's very quick. All right.
No, only because your phone's a bit funny. I'm going to play the track now. Don't worry. Paul Weller, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
My pleasure.
I shall play this. So you'll not have heard this anywhere else. This is called The Old Original from Mr. Paul Weller. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Joe. Bye.
Bye.